Leviticus chapter 18, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Leviticus chapter 18 now, beginning in verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. Remind them that I am in charge. I made them, I sustain them, I protect them, and I am their boss. 3. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, shall you not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. In other words, I don't want you, my people, to behave the way you behaved down in Egypt and the way the Egyptians behaved. And I also don't want you to behave the way the people whose land you are about to take over are behaving. And my people behave the way I want you to behave. And that's what he's talking about. Verse 4, you shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. In other words, you look to me for right and wrong and for normal. Verse 5, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and I am the Lord. You want to be blessed? Then do things my way. Follow God. Verse 6, here we go. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. To uncover someone's nakedness was to commit sexual sin with their husband or their wife, or in this case, any near of kin. But that's what it's talking about. Verse 7, the nakedness of your father, or the nakedness of your mother, in other words, their husband, their wife, your mom, your dad, your stepmom, your stepfather, that's what it's talking about, shall you not uncover. You shall not have sexual relationships with your mother, your stepmother, your father, your stepfather. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shouldn't sleep and have sexual relations with her husband, who happens to be your father or stepfather. Verse 8. The nakedness of your father's wife shall you not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. And you know, incest is the type of sin that decent people don't even want to talk about. But it needs to be condemned. It needs to be talked about here in a biblical setting. It needs to be condemned because it is a sin. Verse 9. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or daughter of your mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness you shall not uncover. And actually, this was a common sin in Egypt. So they were used to seeing this sort of thing. God's drawing the line. Says, no, this isn't the way I want you to behave. You know, this sort of sin really destroys family. Verse 10. The nakedness of your son's daughter, of your daughter's daughter, even their nakedness you shall not uncover. For theirs is your own nakedness, the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten of your father. She is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is your father's near kinswoman. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's near kinswoman. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach to his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Sexual relations with relatives by blood or marriage, both of those are prohibited by God. Now, in the beginning, those things were okay because the earth had to be populated. And everybody came from two people, Adam and Eve. But God now establishes this law to put a stop to it. 16, I should say. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. And there's only one exception to this law, and it is found in the law of the kinsman redeemer, and we will look at that when we get to the book of Deuteronomy 17. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, neither shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. It's sin. 18. Neither shall you take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness besides the other in her lifetime. So sexual relations between relatives by marriage is also prohibited here. Committing this sin could destroy a close relationship between a wife and her daughter or a wife and her sister. And so God says, don't do it. 19. Also, you shall not approach to a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Even people in legitimate relationships were to submit their passions to the law of God. And so it says, also you shall not approach to a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. It's talking about her period. 20. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. Holiness and separation from this sin, sin of adultery, sin of fornication, is to be the standard for God's people in every single age. 21. And you shall not let any of your seed pass through the fire to Moloch. Neither shall you profane the name of your God, I am the Lord. Don't burn your son or daughter as a sacrifice to some phony god, some hideous false god named Moloch. You know, it is a sad commentary on people that they have to be told by God that this is wrong and that they shouldn't do it. And this had to be the most hideous form of idolatry. The image of Moloch was heated, red hot, molten, level metal almost. And then parents would place their children in his arms and they would just be scorched to death. What a horrible, horrible way to go. Trying to appease some god that doesn't even exist, other than the fact that it's inspired by Satan himself. 22. You shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. It's grossly sinful. That's homosexuality. God says it's grossly sinful. It's detestable. That's what God thinks of that. I don't care how normal people want to make it be today. They can't make it be because the judge says it's not. It's detestable. It's grossly sinful. And you get in a lot of trouble if you're a preacher who says that. I've been saying it. I've lost 60, maybe percent of my income, 50 at least percent of my income, for taking a stand against this sin and simply teaching what the Bible says about it. Not even going out of my way to say anything, just making clear what the Bible has to say about this sin. And even so-called Christians are offended by it. My goodness, get your standards from the Word of God. Remember what he says in verse 2, speak to the children of Israel and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. You pay attention to me, not to what society says, not to what, you know, the major networks say or Hollywood says. I don't understand Christians who don't get it. 23, neither shall you lie with any beast to defile yourself with it. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Yeah, it's perversion is what that means. And this goes on today in some circles. And it wouldn't surprise me within, you know, a decade or so that This will be legal also, and this will be completely acceptable among people. Wouldn't surprise me. This is the year 2015 as I make this message. Or you might be listening to this in 225. And I've been proven right. I don't know if it will be or not, but it sure wouldn't surprise me. 24, defile not yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. They've messed up their lands, they've messed up their life, they've messed up their priorities. They're full of confusion and perversion and cursing. So don't do like they do. Do like I tell you to do. That's what God is saying. 25, and notice what it does say here. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomits out her inhabitants. See, God's law is not restricted to the nation Israel. Don't get the idea that God's law is restricted and limited to that one little sliver of land, you know, 4,000 years ago. It is not. The Lord punished the people of Canaan for their sexual perversions. The Lord punished Sodom and Gomorrah for their sexual perversions. God is no respecter of persons. He'll do the same to us if we condone this sort of things. But, you know, the land of Canaan was defiled in so many ways. Venereal disease was rampant. You know, families, are you kidding? Completely destroyed. Confusion reigned. Trouble reigned. That says, don't do it. You do it, you're going to pay. You're going to pay short term in addition to paying long term after you die and you're thrown into hell for committing these abominable things. And any preacher who would say that this sort of stuff is all right, and there are so many today doing that, you better pray for that person, that God would have mercy on their soul and they would come to their senses before they die, because they are in big trouble, and all the people that support them as well. In the name of open-mindedness. 26, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation nor any stranger that sojourns among you. It doesn't matter if it's a legal citizen or an illegal alien or a visitor. Doesn't matter. Not in this land. It's not going to be tolerated. That's what God says. 27, for all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. It's a complete mess. 28, that the land spew not you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you, because God is no respecter of persons, and if you do it, you're going to get it too. And if we do it in America, we're going to get it too. Yeah, but someone says, yeah, but we have a constitution that guarantees freedom. I don't care. The Constitution is not the Word of God. And if it guarantees the right, so-called, of somebody to do something that flies in the face of God's law, that's sin. And they're going to pay. And they're not going to stand before God on Judgment Day or when He's about to punish them in this life and say, well, you know, the Constitution guaranteed it. Oh, yeah, the Constitution of Sodom and Gomorrah guaranteed them their rights as well. A lot of good it did them. This is God's land. And it will be governed by God's law, or the inhabitants thereof will be judged. It's that simple. And that will not change. 29, for whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. And verse 30, therefore shall you keep my ordinance, that you commit not any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. And, you know, don't do what is detestable in my eyes. And because remember, and he finishes this chapter the way he began it, I'm the Lord your God. I made you, I created you, I sustained you. I give you what you need, and I'm your judge. And if you don't do what I say, if you don't do what is right, if you don't do what is holy, not only will I take the good away, but I'll replace it with plenty of bad, and you'll know it.